Welcome to the Salty Eclectic Blogcast with your host and author, T.J. Allen. These blogcasts are eclectic in that we derive ideas, styles, or tastes from a broad and varied range of experiences, knowledge, and interests. You can find our blog and information on T.J.'s books at www.thesaltyeclectic.com. So let's get to today's blogcast from the Salty Eclectic.
The Incredible Honeybee, a layman's reference guide. The Queen Bee. In the hierarchy of the honeybee world, there are three classes: the queen, the worker, and the drone. A trained eye can tell the difference in the three by body and wing structure. The queen is larger and longer than the general population, with an extended abdomen. The drone, the male, is stubbier and has larger wings. The worker is the common bee who does all the work. Being the queen is not as glamorous as it sounds. She is constantly at work producing eggs. She is an egg-laying machine. At the peak of the egg-laying season, springtime, she can lay several hundred eggs a day. At her start, she was a typical leg. For some reason in the hive, it was determined a new queen was needed. Either the present queen, Mama, was failing in her duties, or the hive was about to swarm. These would be the most common reasons. When it is decided a new queen is needed, the worker bees begin to feed several babies an increased amount of royal jelly, a secretion from the worker bees, more than the rest of the babies. These babies are in special cells called queen cells. The new queen will receive this royal jelly for her entire lifetime. Her body, unlike the rest of the female bees, develops ovaries and thereby develops into a queen. In total, there are three or four more would-be contenders to the throne in the hive. The first queen to hatch will thwart any attempts by fellow queens to take over. This new queen will do this by assassinating these contender queens, while they are still inside their cells, by stinging them through the cell wall, eliminating any contention for her throne. What about Mama? Well, either Mama will be or has been killed by the workers. Yes, another assassination. Or she's about to leave the hive with some of the workers and honey to start another hive. If Mama is about to leave, she will secrete a pheromone which tells the hive she is leaving. This signals the workers who elect to go with her to gorge themselves on honey. They will need it to build a new hive. The honey is digested by the workers. In return, they secrete beeswax for building a hive in a new location. If for some reason Mama decided not to leave, or was too weak to leave, her and her daughter would battle it out for the throne. More often than not, if Mama was weak or wounded, the workers would converge on her, called balling her up, and suffocate her. Most of the time, Mama leaves without confrontation. Sometimes mother and daughter will co-rule. Though it happens, this is rare. While new queens, the survivor and contenders, were growing in their cells, the worker bees were also growing out drones. The drones are the males. These males will contend to mate with a new queen. This is a one-time occurrence. The new queen will fly out of the hive straight up into the air. Only the fastest drones will catch up with her and mate with her. The faster males will be the strongest and the most desirable bloodline. When the new queen returns to the hive, she will set up shop and begin laying eggs at an amazing rate. Now her abdomen is extended, and in time her wings will not be used and will atrophy. She won't use her wings again until she, like her predecessor, swarms from the hive. She will become so big, she will not even be able to feed herself. Her attendants will have to do it for her. She will be a viable egg producer for about 3 years, depending on her breed. It would be a misnomer to say the queen is fat and happy. She is large, but this is a byproduct of her role. She, like her working counterparts, is expendable if it means keeping the hive alive. As long as she's productive and viable, she will be allowed to rule. When she starts to fail in her duties, she will abdicate the throne or be removed.
Did you enjoy today's blogcast? You can find more of these at our website, www.thesaltyeclectic.com. Click on the blogcast category at the top. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. And remember, Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth."